Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Citizens in a number of countries around the globe are engaged in active struggles against oppressive regimes. Erica Chenoweth, assistant professor of international studies at the University of Denver, explains why some resistance movements are more successful than others.
Maria Stefan and I began this project with the goal of understanding whether strategic nonviolent resistance or armed action is superior at achieving political change. We collected data on all known uprisings between 1900 and 2006, with more than 1,000 visible participants seeking the overthrow of a dictatorship, secession, or the removal of a foreign military occupation. We identified 108 cases where unarmed civilians used a variety of nonviolent methods, such as strikes, boycotts, protests, demonstrations, stayaways, and go-slows, and 225 cases where rebels used violent methods, such as bombings, assassinations, armed attacks, and direct confrontations with government forces. The results of our research astonished both of us. Amazingly, the nonviolent campaigns were more than twice as successful as the violent ones, even in the face of brutal regime repression. And countries that experienced nonviolent uprisings were much more likely to emerge from the conflicts democratic and with a lower risk of civil war relapse. Nonviolent campaigns tend to fail when they don't attract a large number of diverse participants, when they succumb to internal factional fighting, or when they fail to shift between methods of concentration, like demonstrations, rallies, and protests, and lower risk methods of dispersion, like strikes and boycotts. Our book challenges the claim that violent resistance is fruitful as an avenue of political change. In many cases where violent insurgency has worked, a well-executed nonviolent campaign may have been equally as successful. And in most places where nonviolent resistance is impossible, violent resistance does not perform any better. If enough people become convinced that civil resistance works while creating more stable and representative democracies, then over time it may become a sufficient substitute for violence.
That was Erica Chenoweth of the University of Denver. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.